Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him. Thank Him. It's not too much to ask for. Yesterday, I had a couple days of golf, which was fantastic, and I'm actually going to be off for the next 2 weeks, so I'll probably be just kind of sending out old teachings. If I'm home, maybe I'll do some teaching. I have no idea. We'll see as we go through it. But this morning, I was reading in Ephesians chapter 2, and it's funny because right now I feel that everything I'm reading has to do with our new spiritual nature, that our carnal man died. We have the new spiritual man within us. It goes on and on and on and on. But here we go again. Chapter 2, verse 1 of Ephesians. And you who were dead in trespasses and sins. Now, this has to do with Adam. Everyone is under death. Everyone is subject to the state of death because of the transgressions of Adam. That connection was severed the minute that he ate that apple. That connection to God. And the state of death was created, that state where it moves towards death at that moment. And you who are dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of the world or the age of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the devil's spirit that now worketh or is working in the children of the disobedience, among whom also we have all had our conversation or set our course of life in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh, which is that carnal nature, and of the mind, and were by natural origin the children of wrath, even as others. When Adam transgressed against the law, the state of death was created, and by one man sin entered into the world. The minute he did that, that connection was lost. The adversary took over this world, the cosmos, this arrangement. And we are living in this arrangement. But Jesus Christ came, by one man sin entered into the world, and by one man life. Christ came in order that you can have a new spiritual life. That you have life in all of its manifestations. Verse 4, but God, who is rich in active compassion or mercy on account of his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead by sins, hath made us alive together with Christ, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. The minute you believe, Christ died in order that you can have life. And that through him, once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you died to the law. You are a new spiritual being, a son of God, out from the origin of God. And you sit right now in conjunction with or right next to Christ, next to God. Verse 7, in order that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us, through Christ. For by grace are ye saved, and the dividing line is faith. It's not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his handiwork, created in Christ Jesus, resting to the motion or to the foundation of good works, which God hath before ordained or prepared in order that we should walk in them. It's by grace. It's not by acts. It's God's loving disposition towards us that he decided that through Christ Jesus, every sin, everything you're doing is wrong. Everything that you've done in the past is wrong. The laws themselves are no longer going to affect your standing with him. And it's by grace. It's by him deciding that it's all okay, and this is the path. It's a miracle that we are not judged and condemned by our acts in this life, especially when the law, the state of death, was created because of man's disobedience. It was man's disobedience that created this state of death, and it was God Almighty and Christ Jesus who died for us in order that you can walk and stand and live free. You have the freedom to go where one wants, the liberty to go where one wants. It's a miracle, and you're not judged by that walk. All God asks is that you start to build a relationship with him. And the crazy thing is once you start to do that, the state of peace and that love, you'll start to see God's love is all created by that instrument of starting to follow God, talk to God and his son, Christ Jesus. It's a simple life. Focus on the things that are actually important in this life. Pray the big prayers. Lift them up in the name of Christ Jesus. You pray to God, Theos. You never pray to Christos. You pray to Theos. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have yourself a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and just for everything that's going on. I pray that you continually work with me to kind of open those new doors and to continue to move. I pray for, I pray for all sorts of things. Golf game, learn how to fight better, just all of that, Father. I also pray for my family. I thank you for the health of my nephew, that you take care of him and that all any and all situations or any and all problems, or if there's any and all problems, you just completely take care of it. And again, I thank you for just the moments of my life and how you're continually there. And I thank you for that comfort. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.